Do not believe everything you think. Choose what to think. Chapter 3, Rewrite. All that we are is a result of what we have thought. The mind is everything. What we think, we become. Buddha. Are you writing a love story? Loving unconditionally is easier than it sounds when you remember and remind yourself often, everyone is conditioned differently than you are. If you cannot understand how on earth someone can be so fill-in-the-blank, an example is evil, be grateful you don't have their conditioning. Create space. You can't understand them because you don't understand their conditioning and what has led them into theirs and others' darkness. When darkness, unknown, feels safer than the light, known, you know you are living in an incongruent world. What lid of existence do you prefer? Love and diversity or lost in division? Love in the light or light lost to the dark? Think of how often you don't share for fear of judgment. How many things you think make you terrible when really they just aren't everyone's preference or anyone's preference, like not having enough income to survive. You are always judged how you judge, simply because you are the one experiencing the energy of judgment. Doesn't matter if it is projected inwardly or outwardly, if it holds a positive or negative charge, you are experiencing it. We all have different sensitivities and are here to create different experiences by design. Therefore, comparison can be the dark side of connection, dimming the ability to exist peacefully, diversely, congruently, in alignment with nature's divine intelligence. Don't judge a book by its cover. Woo! All right, this is fun. Common sayings and acronyms, oh my. It is very simple though. If you are stuck in an outside story, do your best to process and neutralize it or soften it. Stuck outside, fighting, turn energy neutral. You often think people are acting out of malice when in reality they are acting on conditioning and starving for love. If you're upset, you don't have to allow it to become a setup for the further pain judgment brings. How do you want people to feel about you? Like you're amazing, right? Choose to focus on what makes others amazing while also assessing their nature and align access and depth accordingly. Others are filled of dark and light, and so are you. Practice wholeness, see others as whole, and yourself as whole. Pay attention. You can choose to learn from every single human you meet, as long as you understand you don't know them fully. Do you feel like you even fully know or understand yourself? Have you fulfilled yourself? Allow evolution. We want to know, we get to experience. You perceive and receive others from inside and project how that feels based on your conditioning outside, accurate or not. Looks are incredibly deceiving. Many beautiful flowers are poisonous. Realize you are always meeting yourself through the outer. Even if you are with others, your relationship to your own awareness is what shapes your perception of them. People change, you change, perceptions change. Your own perception of life is shown and illustrated in the story you tell of inner and outer experiences. Rewrite it, if you will. Which character do you choose? Victim, abuser, or healer? Negative or life-depleting energies exist, and we are diverse. What's good for you may be different than me. You are exposed to things you don't need to cultivate. When your subconscious mind attunes to negative or just negative for you experiences and stories, you are in a fight to choose your path. You have three choices. The first, victim, or someone who is continuously being hurt by outside energies. They accept and give to receive. Two, the abuser, or someone who is perpetuating the hurt or misalignment on others by doing a variation of what was done to them. They fight and take to receive. And the third path is that of the healer. someone who consciously does their best day after day to align to their inner guiding perceiving spirit in service of inner outer unity. They neutralize and transmute, which is mutual benefit received. Healers work through their dark abuser and dawning victim roles. They don't get stuck in them until they reach a state of forgiveness and peace, present embodied attunement, co-creating everywhere. We are all healers if we choose to be. It is hard to stay present with pain. Use access and depth to create space to heal. Healers show pain in people. They don't cause it. The healer's light highlights others' darkness. If you are a self-regulated healer working towards self-realization, remember how unconscious this world is. Remember the moon. Honor your light cycles. Know everyone is always in a state of projection, including yourself, and just keep your inner world aligned with universal love. If you find yourself in dark or dawning roles, just remember, big, or breathe inner divinity and grace as you focus your attention and intention. If you know your intention, you don't have to buy into the false stories being projected. You will learn how to love people, forgive them, but don't allow access or depth at the cost of your ability to maintain your inner alignment and desired life congruence. You are your altar. First take care of inside and then let the outside organize itself accordingly. It will. You can progressively guide others into the light of unconditional love only when that is what you have cultivated within yourself. If you are intending to hurt someone the way they hurt you, you are a victim turned abuser. Don't beat yourself up for it. It happens naturally. Just take on the healer role instead. Neutralize, transmute, align to mutual benefit or space. You are the main character by default. Allowing your character arc as was and choosing to see your life as is how you further develop into the divine character you know you want to be. Do you love all the roles you've played throughout your life? How about presently? You don't have to accept them as is. You can work to change current character misalignments, but to change, you have to allow what is to be known. Patience can be hard, and change can be too. Rise slowly, steadily, like the sun. Surrender control. Feel the experience and inquire what is causing your energetic disturbance. Remember to suspend conclusion and beliefs of the experience until you have reached a basic understanding of the conditioning, preferences, and actual unmet needs present in all parties involved. Get still, silent truth inside, loving life. Big still, breathe inner divinity and grace. We have to go in to evolve. Involve your compassionate curiosity of all, always loving light. Alignment can be an incredibly painful process. The more out of alignment you are with your desires, the more painful it will be to come into alignment with them. Your conscious child and subconscious teen may initially throw a fit when you realize the need for change. Yet, the moment you start consistently working towards your free will with your attention, relief from your soul's pressure happens. Even just the decision to bring yourself into alignment can relieve you of pain you have carried. Practice. Choose you. Choose alignment, for only when you are aligned will you be in the best posture to co-create congruently with others. Remember patience with yourself as you align. It takes time to stretch bound energy. All the shame and negative feelings of not being good enough for the life you desire bind you to the very conditions you are trying to inspire change in. So allow, surrender, align, and practice ASAP. Do you like your character? To be determined. How can you trust something before you experience it? You can't. That is why you buy all the promises that never deliver but deliver on time. You can only want something to be a certain way so that you have a certain energy filled within you. You can take someone's word for what the experience will be like, but their word is different than your word. Your bestie can tell you XYZ is the best movie ever, then you watch it, spend the time, and find it's not just bad, but painfully bad. Almost makes you wonder how you can be friends at all. Bad and good are subjective in most matters. What is life-sustaining and life-depleting to you is not the same to everyone else, unless it's universal need and desire for congruent survival. You can never trust the experience on the outside of you is as you desire or someone else projects until you experience it as a flowing CEO, following your IGPS. You can think so-and-so, this or that, is the answer to your prayers, yet until you experience it or them steadily over time, you just can't truly know that. Trust yourself, not your projection of would, should, could be, what presently is, how it feels, and how or if you want to allow it further into your life. Trust yourself, trust nature, deepen the practices that fulfill you. You can nurture, but you can't change others' nature without their will. Focus on your energy first. Remember, I don't know is more powerful than I know. The spirit of creation doesn't need you to know. It needs you to align. It doesn't give you answers. It gives you experiences so you can answer yourself. Are you listening? Do you trust what you hear inside? When you trust yourself and listen to yourself, boundaries of access and depth are natural and fluid. Distribution. Learn to meet your needs and desires consciously in the full light of the sun. Can you choose to distribute love, acceptance, and forgiveness? Yes, and first, give it to yourself as best you can for all the times you sought love in the dark. If you are having a hard time cultivating an inner energy consciously, resource it externally. Choose to move towards people who are already radiating it. Co-create and cultivate inner outer unity rather than I owe you, you owe me mentality. We rise steadily together. After the initial discomfort of working through bound energy, it is much easier to exist in alignment with others than try and face them and the world at large from a disempowered, misaligned inner outer state. Many people believe themselves to be loving and compassionate. Yet, their love only extends as far as their preferences. That's okay. That can be a temporary state of development. For now, move towards your preferences as you learn to transmute life-depleting preference problems or attachments. Not everyone loves country music. Not everyone loves ice cream. And even people who love both don't love every song or flavor. Let others be themselves and focus on cultivating your light, not the darkness you see in others. Shine light on the darkness inside and outside compassionately with the intention to transmute it, not root it through fighting its very real existence. Contracting into previous or present preferences, which give low energy supply, is holding on to energy longer than it serves you and others. Remember, preferences change, that's natural to maturity. Evolve. Alignment is self-directed trust. With conscious boundaries and distribution, your energy will naturally rise. Are you flowing and evolving as a conscious embodied observer? You are learning to self-regulate, maturing towards self-realization daily. Casting call. If you have struggled with low energy states throughout your life, it's time to distribute your attention and willingly expose yourself to new energies of different people, activities, and collectives. Are you lonely? Gift yourself new inspiration. Find something that interests you and move towards it curiously and lovingly. When you project love outside, you invite it inside. What speaks to your heart most? What excites the inner child that asks why more than the knowing teenager knows why? Go visit an elder in a retirement home. We are all a little systematically lonely. There is so much love and knowledge begging to be shared. You can't give what you don't have, and you can't receive what someone else doesn't have or want to give. You also can't receive an energy held in denial, but you energetically feel its strain. Has anyone ever given you a compliment, and although it felt good, the good was temporary because you still believe the opposite of their compliment? Without consistent reassurance, your beliefs is fragile when they're held outside. Learn your core strength of internal values, then allow beliefs to evolve with the intelligence of nature. What are you lacking? A need, a desire, preference? All are valid. All are energy. Energy is valid and matters. Remember to rise steadily, slowly, like the sun. Recognize you are more than the shadows cast. You are the formation of divine intelligence with unique DNA and gifts to share. Not everyone had time or energy to cultivate their gifts. They were planted in an incongruent environment, fighting for survival. We are always giving and receiving energy. Become aware of what you have that is life-sustaining to share, and what you need which is life-sustaining. You may not have a lot of money, but have skills, be they physical, mental, spiritual, musical, on and on. As great as material comfort can be, what matters most in life is meals, movement, meeting, and music with others in congruent, life-enhancing ways, or filling our cups in solo pursuits. Whatever suits you, you don't need a large cast for a great movie. Attached to credits or critics. You will naturally give value to the opinion energy, felt or spoken, of those you are most attached to. Involvement in each other's lives cultivates an energy between you, known or unknown, intentional or unintentional. If it is judging, shame, and insecure based, you are in of ID, or outer-focused inner dissociation. If you are completely detached from your inner guiding perceiving spirit, you will be completely attached to the external world for validation. When it feels good to receive outer credit, you are also susceptible to feel bad when you receive outer criticism. Learn to silence the critics inside and outside by running your actions by your core values. Not everyone will love your play. They would have chosen a different cast and script, and that's okay. That's why they have their own play to star in. You focus on creating the storyline most fulfilling to you and let others' focus be their problem. Remember, people will either consume reality and fight with it or co-create reality and flow with it. Sometimes unplugging a device is what is needed to get it working again. Those that matter most to us carry the deepest charge of attachment to our identity. Are you feeling drained in a holding pattern of attachment? Contract and create temporary healing space with the intention to return and expand love as possible. It is okay to choose to love and forgive others with the assistance of distance. Remember, ongoing problems are hard to forgive. First comes awareness of your internal energy needs, rising steadily like the sun. Notice the shadows dancing, and then just dance right into the light with the most loving, graceful posture you can. As you mature in inner divinity, the diversity and energy you can tolerate in others expands too. Whereas before, disapproval from attachments felt like a survival threat, it will begin to feel like a gift of diversity. You know people are projecting their internal states, so when you are met with criticism, you transmute it to compassion for their inner struggle and misplaced identity on you. The brighter your light, the more darkness it transmutes. You don't have to cut people off forever. Just place your energy on love until you can love them despite their differing preferences for life, and trust yourself to keep your script flowing. That includes keeping low energy states at proper access and depth. Forgive and feel what others are cultivating anytime they have access, align depth and continued access accordingly. Change takes practice and intention. Words are easy. Conditions of life are a much more predictable indication of change. when you are in your flow CEO, you naturally go where you want to grow. May we all learn to practice projecting light instead of shading others' light. Shine your own. Big problem. Will you choose to breathe inner divinity and grace into every passive, reactive, obedient, bound, lost momentum problem that is disrupting your life? Breathe, feel your heart's rhythm as it attunes you to the wise, ever-present parent mind inside. It will help you align to your highest life congruence. You don't control, you correct. It's okay if you got the math problem wrong. Try it again. Go back to the basics each day. Practice patience and alignment daily. Notice and honor your emotions as they surface. They flow easier. Notice it's okay to not be okay, but no one wants to stay that way. Move through your problems consciously like a pro. Presence responding observantly. To be determined. Are you living with trust, boundaries, and distribution, or total body darkness? TBD. Total body darkness is when your conscious mind is so active in fantasy storytelling, you can't even hear your unconscious wise parent and tune out your older sibling's guiding feelings. Choose to start listening to your body, especially when you find your conscious child lost in fantasy land or catastrophicville. Your body is instructing you how to write a better story for yourself all of the time. Always loving light. Listen to your valuable inner perceiving spirit inside, always there to help you edit your perception and explore the storyline you desire to live. IOU. Are you living in a state of inner outer unity, or are you living in a state of IOU, you owe me? I have observed over time, most people just use each other to get their unmet needs. I sure have. We unconsciously all do this because survival conditions aren't a right, but a fight. Either you are using energy, it is using you, or you seek to understand and create an equal distribution of giving and receiving energy worth cultivating to all. If you just take from the world without care for what you are giving back, aside from how it will impact you, you are stuck in the conscious child mind stage of development with an entitled subconscious teen. Integrate your ever-present parent to feel at peace. Present embodied attunement, co-creating everywhere. What is left? Love, energy, focus, time. Choose to put your energy into creation by staying in love with your energy, focus, and time. Otherwise, you will have lost energy, focus, and time. I have always needed exercise, like we all do, to stay mentally balanced. Yet, I used to force myself to run when it actually felt terrible on my body. I would run, but I never wanted to. I guilted myself into it more for vanity than health. Then I found yoga. I love yoga. I want to practice yoga every single day. I miss it when I don't because I love it. I didn't miss running. I just loved how my body felt when it was moved. Yoga has helped me understand energy in my body in a way running never could for me. In yoga, I listen to my body. In running, I used to force my body to do what I wanted. And running isn't awful for everyone, but for me, it was. Physical and emotional alignment is a process of awareness. If your conscious mind is always talking or distracted, passively consuming, how can you hear the infinite divine intelligence stored unconsciously, silently within you? You can learn to validate and regulate your inner reality. Self-regulation is a practice of accepting the diverse perspectives, beliefs, actions, emotions, and needs present when connecting with others and transmuting what depletes you. You will learn to gracefully advocate for yourself through aligned actions, which bring congruence and clarity to your inner outer reality. Life is a play you write each day. Ready for fun, anyone? Collective rewrite. Accept you are a dependent consumer who relies on sources outside of yourself to sustain your embodiment. Nature's intelligence is the source-sustaining embodiment. May we collectively cultivate a spirit of creation, prioritizing resources that support and sustain all life intelligently. With trust in nature and creation itself, may we use our collective will and spirit to direct inner-outer unity, providing sustainable resources for the abundance of all embodiment. Let us write in celebration, collectively choosing connected eternal love through your embodied birthright of attention. Simply tune in to others' nature ASAP by allowing the as-is, surrendering control, and aligning access in depth accordingly. Practice and repeat until peace is actualized. Present embodied attunement, co-creating everywhere. That concludes chapter 3, Rewrite. And now we will begin chapter 4, Restore.